Good evening, everybody. Cody Chapman here, Managing Partners of Arkansas. Happy wet and cold Tuesday night. I hope everybody had a fantastic day. I know we did, even though it was rainy. We ended up with three meetings today and turned a couple into some new clients and have some additional meetings going forward with ones we had today. So all in all, a fantastic day for us. Even though it was wet and cold, we tried to stay dry as much as we can. So I hope you guys could too. Part of that was is we're having a conversation in the truck while we were headed to our appointments today, and I got to thinking, man, we've gotten so much rain over the last, 6 months that, man, if our job is dependent on outside and what the weather was like, man, you've had a lot of days to plan and a lot of days that downright you needed to get things done and probably couldn't. But I was trying to think, like, if we had a rainy day, what would we do for us in order to better ourselves for that day, in order for those hours not to go to waste, right? And so, just real quick, by the way, I just threw this thing together just real fast here tonight. And so, let's just go through five things you can do if your job depends on the weather. And that could be, man, that's anything, right? There's tons of different things that construction is mainly one of them. And if you don't have a building in the dry, then you are definitely working. The weather is dependent, right? Same with dirt work, you name it, roofing, yard work, landscaping. We know all the ins and outs of the businesses that are affected by the weather, right? And so let's talk about a couple things that can help better your business just from maybe even a half a day perspective. If you were taking half of that rainy day, especially now you've had a lot of them over the last 6 months. And so this is five things you can maybe help you, right? And so first one's prospecting. If you're going after B2B, or if you're going after customers or specifically residential, whatever it is, if you're commercial, residential, whatever it is, you're prospecting every day, right? As a rule, whether that's you have a cold email blast that goes out, whether it's social media campaigns, whether it's mail flyers, whether it's just talking to people, right? Being on groups, networking, a lot of that stuff. So you're always, at some point, you're going to want to prospect every day. And we always try to plan a little bit around that. And so we always like to increase that, right? So I know that if we have a non-busy day, Mondays are usually our office day where we like to catch up on our office work. But I always like to, if I can, make another 30 minutes or an hour of that day and add to our prospecting that we do every day in order to help fill that pipeline, right? And so when we talk about prospecting too, that might actually be a way for you to dive into a certain form of prospecting. And so I know in my selling days, which I still sell now, of course, but when I was selling for a corporate, DMing somebody on social media and asking them what was important to them in their business was pretty uncommon. And I did that a lot. And that's how I got a lot of the businesses that I worked with was using that technique. You can do that now. And there are definitely other prospecting techniques out there. And if you guys have any questions or anything, we can definitely share. There's some good scripts out there, especially if you're going to DM somebody on either Facebook or Instagram, or if you're actually going to do it. In the B2B world, over on LinkedIn too, there's definitely etiquette around those things and how you want to do that. So the second thing is market research around your actual clientele and where you're trying to target. So this is really important. After having a meeting today, we realized that not a lot of people actually will take the time to understand what their market data is around them. You might have a feeling because we live there and kind of know, but actually diving into exactly who's coming through your door and understanding what their age is, what the demographics are, what they do, and really taking the time to dive into those specifics is so helpful from the back end of a business perspective of using those for advertising and marketing and just anything. You want to understand your customers so that you can better understand how to help them at the end of the day, and that's really the key. So market research, spend some time, an hour, 2 hours, if you do have that rainy day, do the market research, or maybe even if it's market research on another area that you're looking to attack in the future, maybe 6 months from now, whatever it is. Spend that time wisely, though, and do some market research. So number three is two-week talk track. So a lot of what we do here is I try to develop a talk track as far as where we want to take our message for that week. Some weeks we do better than others. Sometimes we do it on the fly, but we try to have at least a two-week or one-month talk track around what value do we want to give and what do we think would be valuable. And so we feel like that's important as well for you, is that to have some kind of two-week talk track around, whether that's the actual images that you put out, whether it's video, whatever it is, but setting up an actual two-week talk track to help better your marketing or your brand value is definitely time well spent on one of those rainy days if you can. catch up on paperwork, right? And so I put that in there because that we can always catch up on paperwork. But I feel like we've had so much rain that paperwork is pretty much caught up. And now to the point of watching dumb cat videos, hunting videos, whatever it is online that takes us down a rabbit hole for an hour, hour and a half. I feel like it's really easy to do that in today's society. I don't know if you guys have a new iPhone, but on the new iPhone, it'll actually tell you how much screen time you had that day. Now, given our job, I spend a lot of time on the screen, and so mine's a little skewed from the average, but boy, it can shock you sometimes when you see how many hours you spend on there. And so I feel like if we took just a little bit of that time, and maybe instead of going down an hour and a half cat video, if you decided to take initiative and say, hey, I want to learn more about this area of my business, or how can I better educate my customers or my clients out in the marketplace, or somebody that would be interested in hearing what my message is, I want to learn more about that. It's so simple these days. YouTube it. You can go to YouTube and learn anything. There's somebody out there that has an hour and a half YouTube of something that you're interested in that you want to learn more about in order to improve your business. I guarantee it. If you name it, it's out there. Spend the time on that instead of on your cat videos. And then after you do that, spend time on your cat and hunt videos. As always, that's it for tonight. Keep it short and sweet. 5 just real quick tips. If you guys found value in that, share that with somebody you know, like, and trust. We sure would appreciate it. As always, thank you again so much for your attention. I hope you guys have a fantastic evening, and we will see you tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll be a dry one. Talk to you soon.